years or more. Actually, that's where, well, because it's so close to the Middle East, that was the first part of Africa to really adopt Islam. So yeah, a lot of different musical influences. And yeah, it had a thriving music industry for the late 20th century. But as of the moment, there's not so much new music going on in Djibouti, partially because there's not really a recording industry there. There's not facilities for people to record and to improve upon themselves and their musical abilities. And also, yeah, I read a really interesting article saying how the synthesizer kind of ruined the traditional music, or the ability or the desire for young people to play music with traditional instruments. So because of the rise of new instruments, like most notably keyboards and synthesizers, it replaced a lot of traditional instruments, and you didn't have to be the best musician technically to pick up a synthesizer and become the loudest member of your band. So anyhow, yeah, maybe I'll talk more about that later, but interesting article I found online arguing for more of a push back to traditional music. And yeah, you're going to hear more of that on this here Djibouti special, starting with a classic Afar musician, so in the Afar language. By the way, Somali and Afar are recognized languages, but Arabic and French are still the official languages. But yeah, Fatouma Mansour, a very well-known Afar musician of Djibouti. This track, I believe, is called Rabe Hikal Mano Mana. Fatouma Mansour to start out. Djibouti coming right at ya. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the funkiest bands ever to come out of Djibouti, or maybe all of East Africa. Although the Dur Dur band out of Somalia were pretty funky too. But anyway, Group 4 Mars, the 4th of March is their name. Don't know what that refers to. Probably an important date in Djibouti's history, perhaps their date of independence. I could look into this if I had the technology. But yes, that was recorded from a TV broadcast, and it says Bonne Année 2000, Happy New Year 2014, but I think they're showing an older video because there's no way people would dress like that in the year 2014, a lot of 70s, and yeah, funk from the 70s, I will wage my guess. So Group 4 Mars right there. Before that started the Djibouti Extravaganza with Fatouma Mansour, a Afar musician of one of the two major groups in Djibouti, track Rabe Hikal Mano Mana. So yeah, a lot of Arabic sound in that. You got the oud, the lute, and a lot of hand percussion sounds, certainly similar to other stuff just across the Gulf, across the Red Sea. So going to keep the music coming. Next, you're going to hear a Somali artist, another woman. Her name is Fadoun Dukale, and this one also features a oud. Sounds quite similar. The difference, though, is Somali music, interestingly, is all, well, from what I've read at least, it's all in pentatonic scale, which means there's only 5 notes, basically, so it's somewhat more limited than the 7-note scale that most music works with. So yeah, but within that structure of 5 notes, you can still go a lot of places. And this track, the name is unknown, but it is a nice piece of music, and I think an older classic as well. Fadoun Dukale next, and after that I may just play you the rock and roll star of Djibouti. Yep, I think I will. You're going to hear somebody whose name is Abdi Bao Bao. But first, Fadoun Dukale right here on the Djibouti Extravaganza. Thank you. Yes, wandering rhythms right here in the middle of a special on Djibouti. Yes, Djibouti rocks. And you just heard some beautiful old music. That was Mohamed Ali Talha. And he is an Afar artist with the song Takim Mago Abikin Teke. So featuring, yes, the oud, as a lot of these songs have, and nice hand percussion. And that one has a violin type of music, a stringed instrument, maybe they call the rabab. That's what they have in Egypt, just around the corner. And before that, you heard the rockinest fellow in the history of Djibouti music, at least from what I've heard. I haven't heard all the rock artists, though, but there aren't so many. That was an artist named Abdi Bobo, or Baobao. And yeah, he pioneered the guitar, the electric guitar, in East Africa. And there's other artists, though. For instance, Fourchette and Lade, who also mixed American with African-American influences and made some cool stuff. But yeah, as with a lot of the stuff, the sound quality, it's hard to find stuff that's up to our very, very high standards for quality now. But a lot of these things come from recordings of probably television recorded onto VHS and then uploaded onto the internet. So yeah, a little bit of degradation over those many steps. But yeah, Abdi Baobao. And before that, start off that set with Fadoun Dukale. And yeah, she is a Somali artist in Djibouti. And yeah, both of those artists, can't tell what names the songs are. Nobody puts the names of a lot of these songs up. So yeah, sound quality and names of songs is something that could be perhaps improved upon. But yeah, it's fun visiting a new part of the world every time, and I'm really digging this stuff. So next, I had something prepared for you. Oh yeah, some crazy 80s music. So this is amazing. The video, especially if you get your hands on this, the artist is named Père Robert. He seems like a heck of a famous artist. A lot of people have beautiful things to say about him online. He's a little fellow, but man, he dances and he sings with the energy of a tiger. So yeah, this song may or may not be called Lato Dokon. I think that's also the name of the group he played with in the past, but needless to say, this is amazing 80s music and like MC Hammer, maybe 90s actually, but there's like a lot of crazy camera effects and the guys are wearing t-shirts,